Like I said, we have the brats. It's 7 after. Yeah, so let's see. Let me get all the players straight here. We have the Boomer Broads. Anne Marie and Janet are here, as they usually are every week at this time.
Reporting for duty, yes.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Hello.
We have Jennifer Horn.
Hello.
And we have Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio.
Oh, my gosh.
There will be a part later.
An onslaught of estrogen here on the Good Day program.
Of estrogen. You don't hold it. You don't have a chance.
I'm not actually looking for a chance. I'm just looking for good conversation, that's all. One way or the other. Hopefully, I'm going to find good conversation because that's the name of the game. One of the things that I find very interesting, and the ladies have picked up on this, there's been a lot of concern lately, and I don't know who started it. Maybe you ladies can enlighten us. Let me ask a question. I thought about this last night because I was taken to a restaurant, a well-known restaurant, that I probably go to more than any others with my dear friend Edgar and his wife, who are very close to me on the farm. So we were ordering things, looking at the menu, and there are 3 or 4 different kinds of fish and 3 or 4 different kinds of noodles and what am I looking for?
Pasta.
Spaghetti, pasta. Hello, why did that just go out of my mind? So we have pasta, we have fish, we have different things. Now, the pasta is represented as being organic wheat. And the fish is supposed to be this exotic tilapia. How do you know? In reality, they can tell you that this is what's on the menu. But how do you really, really, really know?
Well, as it turns out, you don't. Because the Boston Globe just did a big... So actually, the reason we suggested talking about food was because this is National Food Day.
Yes.
Yeah, so we thought that it was just appropriate. But at the coincidentally... The Boston Globe just did a cover story, investigative cover story, on how I would say 50% of the seafood that we eat is not what we think we're paying for.
It's labeled.
But how do you figure that out? How do you prove it after you've eaten it? Now, that doesn't taste like it. I mean, swordfish and tuna fish, some fishes are pretty easy to figure out, but halibut and sole. And many white fishes are not.
But also, the other thing which was pointed out is that usually the chefs put so much stuff on it. And it's got Parmesan crusting, and it's got, you know...
How can you tell, yeah.
Is that why they do it? Roberta's from
a
restaurant family.
Yeah.
Is this something that you can do, and with knowledge and malice, you put all these sauces on these... Various types of just fish and a lot of other things.
White fish is white fish. You know, you can say you're getting halibut, but you're really getting scrod. I mean, it's so hard to tell. It's harder when you're with the firm flesh fish, like tuna is very hard to tell. Salmon, it would be very hard to fake. But any of the white fishes, once you start putting all that stuff on it, it takes on the taste of the stuff, not of the fish. So
you can
substitute easily.
Too. And what was sort of particularly disturbing in the Boston Globe piece was that these are not low rent restaurants.
Oh no,
so you
no,
were
no.
saying yeah, these are this is like Ming Size Blue Ginger of Wellesley, Massachusetts, a national chef who mislabels his calls his butterfish. It's really sable. When called on it, he said, well, it sounds better when I say butterfish.
What's sablefish? I don't even know what sablefish is.
It's not butterfish.
Apparently.
And, you know, it's like he thought, and then you're getting a hearing from a lot of chefs saying, well, I think I'm allowed, the FDA allows me to do this. It turns out they do not allow you to
make it. Well, even if they did, if you're representing, if you're selling something as X, and it turns out to be Y, there's got to be something, never mind dishonest, I suppose that's one way of presenting it, but illegal. If it costs
illegal.
More, if you're selling something, a $23 piece of fish, and it really would sell elsewhere, unless you just say, let us give you the kind of fish that we want, is mystery fish, then, okay, then you give a mystery fish, you charge $23 for it. But if you say you're getting a piece of swordfish, and you end up getting something called Escalar.
Escalar is a big one that they substitute for tuna.
Yeah. All right. Wow. So is this Mary? I want to know if people know it's happened to them. Jennifer, any place you've ever gone, you ordered something and you found out it wasn't what you ordered. It didn't taste right. It didn't look right.
I have luckily not had that experience, but I don't know. I mean, the organic stuff could be, I mean, that's one
that's
thing that confuses
rip-off.
Me.
Yeah, that's
You know, you can tell whole wheat pasta from regular flour pasta, but organic is, there's no way for you to taste that.
All right, down in Florida, where you are, Maria, a lot of fish places, it seems to be more prevalent with fish places than with anything else. Isn't that the result of the study, Janet and Maria?
Yes,
more
you
fish.
Can hide it easier with fish. You can't really substitute beef for, well, you can certainly substitute a low grade of beef for a high grade of beef if someone is not wise.
Especially in hamburger.
But you ask a very good question, and that is, what does the consumer do? I mean, what do? You're sitting there, you cross-examine the poor waiter. He doesn't know.
Mm.
And sometimes the chef, and even though I know Ming Tsai probably knew, but even though the chef should know, sometimes the chefs don't know. What do you do? How do you determine that you're getting what you pay for?
Well, I can tell you that when it comes to crab bean, I always ask them, is that real crab or is it lump fish? Mm-hmm. Like, that's my pet peeve. I don't want to eat lump fish if they say it's crab.
Right, but what if they say it's not? It's crab, and you're still eating lump fish.
You
can tell the difference of that stuff. Uh-huh. Yeah, you can. But some of the others, you can't. I'm not sure that I agree with you when it comes to beef. I don't know that much about pork and lamb, but I think you can, depending on how you present the meat, you can mask it.
You're right. In a hamburger particularly, I mean, you would never know.
Right.
And I think, again, to Anne-Marie's point, anything marinated, anything with sauces can certainly be hidden and pulled a fast one on the customer. Most of the people in the Boston Globe article, most of the owners who are reputable, like a Roger Berkowitz who owns Legal Seafoods, were shocked and stunned and apologetic. Nobody was really strutting.
What, he's serving Legal Seafood is selling?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. What was his one? He was Legal Seafoods, ordered cod, but when the reporter picked up the entree, it was haddock.
Well, that's not a big deal.
Well, that's not a big deal, but, Roger Berkowitz said we should have been accurate.
Right.
That is not good.
Right.
You just want to be accurate.
I remember meeting him. I thought he used to be involved with the radio station that I ran in Boston, which both of you ladies were associated with when I wasn't there. We called him Berkowitz. He was an absolute character, but very good at what he did.
He's gotten better at what he does. Yeah. And plus, he's extremely good at PR.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the right thing to say. We should have known, and we're sorry, and we're going to be really careful. Not, well, we thought it was okay sometimes. Yeah. You just don't, it's not okay.
But you know how they found out? They did DNA testing.
I know.
Yes. Fish.
They sent the fish to God. I know. I love it, though.
That's fascinating.
The Boston Globe has
time on it. I think they brought Maury Povich in for that examination.
That's right.
Now, let's turn this around. You people, Anne-Marie and Janet, run a big PR firm here in New England. Let's say you are the Boston Globe, and you have all of these people are advertisers. Skipjacks
and legal,
and you look across the spectrum here at a number of these clients that you jeopardize. This is one of the things about the so-called news media, and especially when it comes to investigative reporting, you step on feet and you anger people who are your patrons, in a sense. So how do you draw that line?
Well, you did that. You know what? I would be really shocked if the two reporters, Beth Daly and Jen Abelson, even gave that a second thought.
Mm-hmm. But the editors might.
The publisher might have, but that's too bad.
Yeah.
You can't. Otherwise, who would read the Boston Globe? I mean, then you're
the Boston Herald.
Yeah.
I hate to say it like that, but
you're a couple
of
snobs. The Globe is for supposedly the more educated and articulate, and the Herald is for the longshoreman.
Well, one is more of a tabloid. I mean, it is. The Herald is a tabloid, and the Boston Globe
is. But it's a good question.
Wait a minute,
we get asked all the time when we're negotiating with media, you know, well, can we throw in a, you know, a positive piece,
yeah.
you know, a positive story if we do an ad buy? And we're like, no,
yeah.
no, you cannot. That's not negotiable. With that, that's on its own merits.
Yeah, but that is negotiable, and it does happen.
In some
Maybe
media,
you,
yes, some media.
Course.
But you could
right.
not do that with the Boston Globe. You knew, we know full well you could
well,
never do that.
But
with
you
the
could,
Boston
the
Globe.
Washington Post, other, the New York Times, the Post, Los Angeles Times, San
no.
Francisco Chronicle, the,
no.
I don't know, Chicago doesn't have a paper like that really anymore.
You could not do it with any of the papers you listed.
Yeah. Really?
You really could. Just some
yeah.
of the, I mean, and again, and I'm not even saying that things like the New York Post or the Boston Herald or some of what might be considered more tabloidy do it either, but they, you certainly cannot do it with the papers of record in these cities. I mean, that's just, you know, there are still ethics left in media, Doug.
Yeah, really?
Really? I, there better be.
Let me see if I can tune to that channel and figure it out. All right, ladies. Thank you. Great
thank
food
you.
For thought, if you'll pardon the pun. Janet and Anne-Marie, the Boomer Broads, here with the rest of us on Good Day at 18 past the hour.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Our school doesn't need a gym.
And we don't need more buses.
We need new boats!
And a place to put them.
The Advil Congestion Relief Project is committed to helping communities get the right relief for their real problem. Send your community story to congestionreliefproject.com for the chance to be next. The Advil Congestion Relief Project. The right relief for the real problem.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/17 to 1/4/12. See official rules at congestionreliefproject.com.
All right, so I've called your attention to our video of the day today any number of times. Maria, you got to check this out. You'll be fascinated. Everybody spend 10 minutes watching this thing, and you'll know a whole lot more about yourself when you're finished with it. Our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, has some ideas for alternative Halloween tweets. Speaking of that, Jennifer's going to bring us up to date on Facebook and Twittering in a few minutes here on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
I don't know one Catholic woman that doesn't take birth control pills. Starting with Roberta, who's a fallen Catholic. Jennifer.
I'm a Methodist now. Fallen Catholics.
You fell into Methodist. Jennifer, you take birth control pills, right?
Not anymore. I used to.
Really? What do you use for birth control?
Not having a boyfriend.
Where am I? Did you just ask that on the National Syndicated Radio Show?
Do you have any control over how creepy you allow yourself to get?
Having fun with Doug Stephan's Good Day. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days.
Ah, time for us to celebrate some of our birthdays. Happy birthday.
You know who sings this
song? But the Happy Days theme?
Yeah, you know who sings it?
Actually, no, I don't.
With Pratt and McLean. McLean was my geometry teacher in high school.
Really?
And he stunk. That's why I was terrible in math.
He was a bad teacher, but he was a good singer, about
it. Yes, he was.
Yeah, right. Now, listen, everybody's got to do a little something on the side, you know what I mean? Marion Ross was Mrs. C on Happy Days. She was also in Mr. Novak, Life with Father, Forever Female, in a movie called Grand Theft Auto. If you saw her, she's one of those faces of the character actors that you would immediately recognize.
The kind you want for your mom.
83, born this day, 1928. Next on the list is Helen Reddy. I don't know how to love him. Delta Dawn, Leave Me Alone. Let's see, Peaceful, Keep On Singing, Angie Baby, You and Me Against the World, I Am Woman.
Hear me roar.
Right, exactly. Lots of noise from the peanut gallery here. Born in the state 1941, so she's 70. Helen Reddy is 70. That's hard to swallow. Also, celebrating his 72nd birthday today is Bobby Knight, the Basketball Hall of Famer and the coach of Indiana University. And apparently has a little problem with his temper, right? Isn't that that's the riff on him, I think?
Could be,
Yeah, all right. Let's see here. Author Ann Tyler, who wrote The Accidental Tourist, Morgan's Passing, Dinner at the Homesick Restaurant, born in the state 1941, so she's 70 as well. John Anderson, lead singer with the group Yes, is in Roundabout as well. In the song Roundabout, and owner of a Lonely Heart. And yes, had three or four other hits as well. So happy birthday to Mr. John Anderson, born in the state 1944. Taffy Danoff from the Starland Vocal Band. This is complete sappy pop. And
isn't it great, though?
Yeah, it is. It's great stuff. It got played more when Ronald Reagan was president than it did when it was a hit.
Now, I think it actually got played more for my generation during Anchorman. I can't think of this without thinking the movie Anchorman.
Why? I don't know the movie.
They played it during the movie.
Why, though?
Because they were having afternoon delight.
Oh, they were?
Yeah, but my kids wanted to see the original, so we Googled it and watched it on YouTube, and they laughed. They died laughing.
What, the video for the song?
The original version of this, because my kids, like Jennifer, watched it in that particular movie. They didn't even know it was a remake.
Really? Ah, there you go. Something we didn't know.
Have you seen the video of this?
No.
If you go back and watch it on YouTube, the original version of this song, it's
sappy.
Hilarious.
Is it? Okay. I'll take your word for it. Next up on the list is Glenn Tipton, guitarist for Judas Priest. I mean, not spend too much time on this. They had a lot of hits, though. All right. 64. Richie's not here, so I'm going to have to put up with it for long. Born in the state, 1948. Let's see here. How about we do Brian Kerwin, although his name is not on one list, on another list. He was in The Young and the Restless, The Blue and the Gray, Real American Hero, Murphy's Romance. Oh, I know. Husband in that movie. 28 after the hour.
Every year you have one chance to change your Medicare coverage plan. And this year, Medicare's annual election period started earlier than usual. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. In fact, it's just started. And you have until December 7th to make the necessary changes that are beneficial to you. Here's some things you should think about. Will the plan you've been on change for the coming year? If so, how? Is the cost of your current plan going up? Make sure that the prescription drugs you usually take are still covered. Have you been diagnosed with a new medical condition recently? How well does your plan cover this? Would another plan be a better choice? Have you moved to another city in the last year? Be sure to check the Medicare options for your new location. Sometimes when you relocate, you can get a better plan than you did before. And sometimes something that was covered in one state is not covered somewhere else. You can get lots of easy-to-read basic information about the details you should be thinking about on AARP's website at aarp.org/open-enrollment. Check this first and then go to Medicare's website at medicare.gov. That's where you can compare and contrast your options easily. You have until December 7th to decide which Medicare plan is best for you. Don't delay. It'll take a while to figure out your best option. Any changes you make take effect January 1st. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Cinnamon. Mm. Some of it is sticking in places that I need to do a little adjusting. Pardon me for a moment.
Where'd you put the honey, you pervert?
Honey in the morning, honey in the evening, honey at supper time. Why is Charlotte leaving when I start singing?
Yeah,
Charlotte's
the last time you chased her with honey on one of your body parts, it didn't end well.
I finally met Charlotte.
Wonder.
That's right. Yes, Maria met Charlotte last week. Yep.
Last week.
Was it last week? Yeah, it was last week.
Yeah.
Did she come up and give you the once over?
No, she was in the car sleeping.
Oh, okay.
But she was amazingly, Maria looked at it and said, well, she looks just like the pictures.
I know. That's what I said. I'm like, oh. I'm just not one of those, like, get on the ground, rub on a dog. I'm just not that kind of dog animal person.
That's not what your old boyfriend says.
Yeah, hit right. Is this true or false? Maria's here. Rebecca. Roberta's here. Rebecca may be here someplace, too. Jennifer, Richie. People buy more jelly beans when they're offered in an assortment of colors. True or false?
Mm.
Roberta?
I'm going to say false.
You don't sound like Roberta to me. You sound like Jennifer.
I would say true.
True. All right. What do you say, Maria?
I'm going to agree with Roberta.
Really? Wow.
Oh, my. I think it's the first time in history, Maria.
I know.
Now, that's what you said last time you agreed on something a few months ago. Richie, you say yes or no. People buy more jelly beans when they're offered an assortment of colors.
Yes.
All right.
No, and I'll tell you why. If you make your own mix, you're going to add in more of what you like.
Who makes their own mix of jelly beans?
Oh, when you go to a candy store and they have all the colors, come on.
In experiments involving thousands of consumers, research at several major universities into jelly beans conclude the more choices shoppers have, the more they buy. So it is true. Even if all the jelly beans taste the same, if they are different colors, they sell better.
No, you didn't specify that.
I bet you meant
like in the wall of the Jelly Belly section where they have them like sorted by color. If you make your own, I would think that you're going to make more than if you just put a scoop of the multicolored in. You're frustrating. Do you want to know what's at Facebook?
That's why I'm the boss. Yes. What is new over in our Facebook
page? Okay, first I have to take a quiz because we did not get Maria to chime in on this question yet. Do you ever sample food at the grocery store, Maria? So maybe like a little grape, maybe a little piece of candy or a nut from the bulk section. Do you ever do that?
No.
You think Maria would admit to that?
Just
a minute. No. I think you do it. Whether you'd admit to doing it or not is another thing.
I swear. I never done that.
I would not do that, Doug.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. No. So Maria and I would not. You and Roberta, Doug would.
Yes.
Rich, what did you decide? You said yes or no?
I do not.
No. You do not. Okay.
I don't believe that for a second either. All right. So what is the Facebook follow?
My wife does. I do not.
Yeah, right. It's freaky. It freaks me out. Plus, it's dirty fruit. Renee Taylor says, no, nor do I allow my child, even though she sees this a lot in her grocery store, once had two attorneys she worked for in a deep discussion on this subject. If you eat a grape while shopping, does that constitute as theft? You didn't pay for the grape, nor can have it weighed and paid for at the register. Something to think about. Remember, the grape does not belong to you until it's paid for. That's from Renee Taylor.
You know, one day they're going to start weighing the customer when they walk into the store.
And then if you have like two grapes,
And you'll be paid, by the pound
of
your food,
like the salad
food
bar
that you eat.
If you weigh a few ounces more walking out than you did when you walk in, they're going to charge
pockets.
You. That's right.
Amazing grapes, how full.
Nita Looney says, no, I never do, but when I was a kid, my dad used to do it when we would go grocery shopping. It's always the grapes. Davina says, yes, that she likes to taste grapes and new foods. Cindy Kratzer says, no way, that's stealing. She even said she went to the ATM the other day and found a $20 bill, and she turned it in. Good for you, Cindy. Yep. Tim Owen says, never occurred to me to openly steal and call it, quote, unquote, sampling.
But thanks for the idea.
Nancy James says you have to taste the grapes, otherwise you'll have a whole bag of crappy tasting grapes.
But Jennifer, I thought you were talking about like when you go through Costco and there's a lady there making the food.
No, that's allowed. That's okay. If you want to take that, that's fine. You can't eat from the display.
I don't do that either.
Tom Turner said no, but once he saw a couple do it, he took a bite of an apple, then handed it to her, and then they put it back with the other apples. Disgusting.
I saw that yesterday.
Yeah, Kim says eating unwashed fruit is just downright nasty and dangerous. She'd rather have bad grapes than have bad problems in her digestive tract days later, if you get her drift. So see?
There you go.
People are on our side, Maria and Rich.
Right, and they're not on my side. I'm only the host of the program, yes.
No, what does that matter?
Roberta, and you also have the...
See?
And you also have Nancy James on your side.
Oh, good. Thank you, Nancy.
Okay.
Nancy. The ladies of The View are ladies that I enjoy watching and listening to. I think they come up with very interesting takes on stories. They call it, Hot Topics. And they're here. We're taking an excerpt from the program where they're talking to a blogger named Mrs. Q. Do you know Mrs. Q, Mrs. Bailey?
Who? What?
I know Mr. Q. He's James Bond's secret weapon guy.
Yeah. Now, there's a blogger.
Mr. Q knows Mr. T.
There's a blogger named Mrs. Q.
Hey, fool.
And so, well, you guys, you're beginning now to annoy me. Be quiet. Mrs. Q.
This is coming from the guy who goes, no,
I said, be quiet. Yes. This is from the guy who goes, no, 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 no.
Amazing grapes.
Yeah. That's the same guy.
Please.
You got him. Okay. So, Maria.
Yes.
Mrs. Q. You're a big blogger. Is she a big blogger? What do we know about her?
I don't know much about her.
You don't know anything about her?
No. Never heard of her.
All right. So this is taking about 3 minutes to get into this bit. I'm not sure it's worth this, but let's listen to the ladies talk about Sarah Wu and her undercover project examining school lunches.
And you started this project where you went undercover and ate school lunch every day and blogged about it. One, what motivated you to do this? And two, What did you find?
You know, I forgot my lunch one day in the fall of 2009, and so I just decided to buy school lunch because I work in a school and there's a cafeteria. There's got to be food there. So I went down and I paid my $3, and I really couldn't believe what I saw on my tray.
What was that?
It was a bagel dog that day.
Bagel dog?
A bagel dog.
That right there.
Yeah.
It's like a hot dog.
Like a tater. Oh, those are tater tots. I love those.
Yeah. And
it's not a vegetable exactly.
Actually, tater tots count as the USDA vegetable.
Really?
Uh-huh. I'm kind of a fan, but so this is what you ate, and this was just one day. So you continued to go and find this type of food in school was what?
You ate every day. You ate the same lunch. You ate what the kids ate.
Yeah, a couple months went by, and I just couldn't shake that whole. It just stuck with me.
All that's processed, the food.
And did it affect you how you felt during the day? When you ate the school lunch?
Absolutely, yeah.
How did it affect you?
You know, it was so interesting because since I was eating the school lunch and then I would pull like a speech group after lunch, I'd be able to really understand when they faded off. I'm like, maybe it was the fact they had a frozen juice bar and they only had time enough to eat just one item off their tray before it was time to clean up.
Well, that's what you said. You said you were not only surprised at the way the kids were eating, but you were also shocked by how long it took to eat them. Did they get like an hour to eat? You get an
they
hour.
They get
for
20
lunch?
Minutes.
20 minutes.
And that includes lining up and then cleaning up after.
So that's 10 minutes to buy it, and then you're saying it takes them. They only get 10 minutes to eat the food.
They get between 9 and 13 minutes.
That's terrible.
Eat.
So then you're just wolfing it down,
right? Or choosing the cookie, which is the you know.
Well, that's what happens. They eat what looks the best and.
So, what does this tell you about lunch in school? Roberta, you have a 15-year-old in school. Her attitude toward lunch, does she like the time? Does she like the food? I think you prepare or she prepares her own, right?
No. I make her lunch every day. It's just something I do as a mommy.
Yeah.
And I always make her, she has some sort of a sandwich and she always has a piece of fruit and she always has, those boxes of milk.
Yeah.
Always has one of those.
Right.
She's never really liked the school lunch as much.
Really?
You know, she's never cared for them, so she really doesn't buy anything.
Mm-hmm. Never, since she was in elementary school, she never.
Yep.
Did really?
Yep. Nope. Never wanted those. Although, for a while in middle school, they had a sushi bar, and the kids really loved that, but then, I don't know, maybe it was cost. They took it away.
Well, probably somebody gets sick.
I don't know. I've never gotten sick eating sushi.
Right, fish is not fish.
Yeah,
right,
maybe. So you never know.
Maria, you have four children in school. What's their lunch like at school? What do they do
for
lunch?
They prefer not to buy their lunch, and mainly it's because, you know, my family is very health conscious, and they just tell me, Mom, you should see everything that they put on the lunch counter. I mean, they have different stations in high school. And my younger daughter just has the selection of one, you know, entree every day. But it's terrible. I totally agree with that conversation. Everything is processed. I mean, how can you feed a kid a corn dog and tater tots?
First of all, are these foods being produced by big corporations. They make too much of it. The government then buys their surplus and gives it to kids. This is the stupidest thing. Let's get to the brass tacks. Mm-hmm. The FDA says processed foods are not good for you. We know that. We don't need the FDA to tell us that. We know that there's too much processing done to too many foods, and yet the government that we pay to examine over here and basically support eating a healthy, having a healthy lifestyle, eating healthy foods, over here, it says, no, we're going to give these extraordinarily bad foods to the school lunch program so we can feed it to the kids and make them sick because it's cheap. You know, and this just shows you the cockamamie, cockeyed, really stupid way that we are managing ourselves through this government.
But, I mean, I'm on the treadmill, as you guys know, every single morning. And every morning on the news, they say, you know, today's school lunches.
Yeah.
And literally, there is not anything but a carbohydrate on that kid's plate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how can you serve French fries with a slice of pizza? Now, tell me where there is any.
Why is there a dietitian? The dietitian should be fired.
Okay,
I mean,
I just opened up.
Pizza's fine, but why can't you serve it with a slice
veggie.
I mean, a piece of fruit or a veggie?
You know, I just opened up my son's lunch menu for his school. They have it online. You
today.
Can go there. Yeah. And here's what's on there for today. Baked chicken tenders, 3, with a fruit roll. Baked potato.
A fruit roll.
With beef.
That's that, the soil.
With
beef, sugar, right? The
chili
fruit roll.
And cheese sauce and a fruit roll.
Ugh.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yogurt, what a fruit roll.
Yogurt.
Yeah.
Or hummus.
It's not bad. That's pretty good.
Choice
I mean, that's
two,
a good,
you can get a baked potato, succotash, lima beans with corn, carrots and sugar snap peas, chilled pears with a cherry garnish, and a honeydew melon.
Is that a public school?
Yes, Fairfax County Public Schools.
That's pretty good. That's pretty
and
good.
And then the salad patch is taco salad with chili, chips, pretzels, chef salad with tuna with pretzels.
We have to remember that we can be mad at schools all we want, but it really does start at home. I think kids that make good decisions will make good decisions at school or not. Mm. Because, and I think I told you guys this before, my mom has become really upset being a high school teacher in Los Angeles. This year, she said that they're trying to make lunches a little healthier in L.A. They're doing bean and cheese burritos and, like, an apple. So it's not the best, but it's not the worst.
Good for gas, anyway.
Yeah, but what she said is that after lunch is over, she'll be walking back to her classroom, and there are apples thrown all over the place. They're just left all over the floor. Right. People throw away the piece of whole fruit in the trash can. They don't even, and she said it's such a waste because
education,
she sees pounds of apples going to waste every day.
It's really part of the health education program, which has been cut by lack of funds. So where are our priorities? Back to the same question goes. The same things come up. We're in a barrel. We go around in a circle with all of this stuff. In a moment, Kate Winslet puts on her bra. It's 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles
and do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving because women move the world.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count. Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Here's the thing about credit card companies. When you're in debt to them, they're the ones in charge. Hiking up your interest rates, slapping you with late fees, even calling you day and night to collect. Well, it's time you were the one in control. By settling your credit card debts for a fraction of what you owe, you need American Debt Negotiators. We'll match you with an expert who'll help settle your debt for pennies on the dollar and then roll everything into one affordable monthly payment. No more credit card payments. No more collection calls. It's simple, it's proven, and it's legal. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, call for a free consultation that'll help you get debt-free sooner than you ever imagined. This is powerful information that credit card companies don't want you to know. Information that will put you in control. Call for your free phone consultation right now. Call 1-888-284-9273. That's 1-888-284-9273. Call 1-888-284-9273. Call now.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
All right, so Jennifer has a story of Kate Winslet, a lady who had done some. She's actually quite an established and credentialed actress.
Yeah, Oscar-winning actress.
Right. She was a hero, though. She played the role of a hero.
Yeah, if you remember, and this, I don't know why this story just kind of resonated with me, I guess because we can all maybe relate to this. But if you remember, a few months ago, she was involved with a fire at the Branson Mansion, and she helped rescue Richard Branson's mother, who's 80 or 90 years old, something like that. And she said that she wasn't really the hero that she's been played to be in the media, because when she realized that there was a problem and that the house was on fire, she got up and she started putting her bra on. And then she realized, wait a second, what am I doing? I don't have time for a bra. Threw her bra off, just threw a t-shirt on, ran and got her kids, helped get the 90-year-old lady and get everybody outside. But it made me think, what weird thing have you done when you're in an emergency situation that you think, why did I just do that? I know my mom was purse snatched once in a parking lot, and she actually was fighting the guy for her purse, and she was a teacher at this time with no money in the bank.
Really?
So why were you fighting for nothing? So it just makes me laugh. What do you do during an emergency?
Yeah.
Silly.
Well, put that on Facebook, and we'll
check
get the
my
results.
Underwear.
We'll do it. We'll
tomorrow.
Do it tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Check your underwear. Good for you, Richard.
You did? Very
51
good,
after on Good Day.
The way you walk and talk really sets me off to a full-on.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
The search for a killer great white. This is not a movie. It is all too real. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. We have all long known how dangerous sharks are. In fact, shark attacks predate 1975, but it was in the summer of that year that the movie came out. And ever since Jaws, any time there is a sighting of a great white or a shark attack incident, we really take notice. This past weekend, off the coast of Australia, a Texas man lost his life after being attacked by a great white. 32-year-old George Wainwright of Houston was scuba diving off Rottnest Island on Saturday when he was attacked. Witnesses say his body rose to the surface, his friends pulled him out of the water, but it was too late. Andy DeHart is a shark expert at the Discovery Channel. He says this attack could easily have been one of mistaken identity.
There might have been the wrong signals. It might have been a murky day in the water. The shark is just going after its normal diet. In this case, the great white typically feeds on seals and sea lions.
In other words, says DeHart, sharks won't normally hunt for humans.
There is not a shark out there that kind of figures out that humans are easy prey. What we do know is that there's over 500 species of sharks. Not a single one of those species has human beings on part of their regular diet.
Now, two others have also recently died in shark attacks in that area off the Australian coast. DeHart says the shark is still alive
alive, with efforts continuing to catch it, which is done by baiting lots of hooks.
Most of these areas use a long line, which could be a quarter mile, it could be a half mile long line with hooks every 40 feet. And unfortunately, the process by figuring out whether this was the right shark or not is to kill that shark and then cut it open.
Which, of course, sounds eerily like the movie. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda. Flex.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
On Wall Street, the market finished on the plus side yesterday. A triple-digit gain for the Dow, up 105 points to 11,914. S&P up 16, NASDAQ with a 62-point gain. Oil prices jumped more than 4%, up $3.87 a barrel, finishing at $91.27. Speaking in Las Vegas, President Obama accusing Republicans of saying no to steps which would jumpstart the sluggish economy. And so,
where they won't act, I will.
The president vowing to continue doing what he can through executive orders to jolt the economy. The White House unveiling plans to help homeowners who are underwater, that term used for those who owe more than their property is worth.
The agency that is in charge is going to be taking a series of steps to help responsible homeowners refinance and take advantage of low mortgage rates.
The president continues his western swing today. He'll be in L.A. this morning, San Francisco mid-afternoon, and then Denver tonight. World Series, Rangers now lead 3-2 after beating the Cardinals 4-2 in Game 5 last night in Texas. Game number 6 in St. Louis tomorrow night. And finally, it's only October 25th, but not too early to start talking turkey. As in Thanksgiving, and if you're one of the millions who plan to fly somewhere during the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday weekend, you might want to book your flight reservations now. Janine Tornator is with the travel website Orbitz.com. She has some suggestions that might save a few dollars. First of all, if you're willing to fly on Thanksgiving Day rather than the day before, that could be cheaper, and you wouldn't be dealing with the massive crowds at the airports. Any other money-saving tips, Janine?
If convenience is your main concern, connections may not be for you, but if you need to save on your budget, oftentimes taking at least one stop can save you upwards of $100 a ticket.
$100 a ticket, not bad. Then again, you'd be dealing with layovers, possible missed connections, an extra layer of delays, and an increased chance of lost luggage. Anything else there, Janine?
If you have other regional airports within a 90-mile radius, check them out, because oftentimes with the low-cost carriers coming into these airports, it keeps the rates very competitive among even the major airlines.
So, fly to a regional airport and have your in-laws drive all the way to that regional airport, at which time they'd be moaning and groaning about going out of their way to pick you up. Does it sound like I've tried this before? I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.